Rainbow Groove con DJ B-Fat en CITR 101.9 FM en Vancouver.
You're listening to Rainbow Groove. Stick around. We got a great show for you coming up tonight. Special guest, a lot of funky soul music for you. Here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, this is Rainbow Groove, 9 o'clock till 10:30.
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile till you came into my life. These are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night.
Day and night.
Girl, and here's the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show the love is right? Oh, show and tell, just a game I play when I'm the same.
I love
you, girl, so show me,
show
and tell me,
tell
that you feel help reaching for you if you're anywhere inside.
Anywhere inside.
These are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here's the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
Friday night, you're listening to Rainbow Groove here on CITR. We have Bob Moss in the studio. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how are you?
All right, so Haley Records, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, it's been going since 1990 was the first release. This is from the CD, The Best of Haley, and that was the first track I ever put out as a vinyl 45 and the first track on the first CD. It's Charles Brimmer and Show and Tell. I think we've got coming up, we've got Jimmy Ruffin, which was also unreleased. All the tracks on Haley were never released in the first place, so you're listening to things that were made but never commercially issued.
Good stuff. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
Bit of a lifesaver. So now we're listening to track two off the Best of Haley Records.
Jimmy Ruffin.
Jimmy Ruffin.
Jimmy Ruffin, the entertainer.
the Entertainer. Jimmy Ruffin. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Rainbow Groove on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Bob Moss, Haley Records. Tell me a little bit about that track.
Well, it was unreleased. It was actually done after Jimmy Ruffin. It wasn't a Motown song, which is strange, because most of his stuff was at Motown. He went with Polygram for a while, then he did this, and I got it from a producer who'd made it down in about 1975. It was originally a hit for a man called Tony Clark, a big hit on Chess in 1965, but Jimmy did it, and they never put it out for whatever reason, but you can tell by the quality of it just how good it is.
And all these things are on Haley Records, and I just want to ask you a little bit about the record label. This is the best of, obviously, so all the tracks compiled from other albums. Tell me how this started and
well, I've always been a sort of Motown come Detroit music, 60s, 70s fan, and I go there quite often. And as I got to know more and more musicians, producers, artists and so on, they kept playing me this stuff that they'd made but never put out. And it was just too good to leave in the vaults or in someone's basement. So yeah. I started to do deals and I finally had enough tracks to put a CD together and I put it out. I just thought, I just do it for fun. It's just a hobby.
Yeah.
It's not my living by any means, but it's just gone on from there and it keeps me out of trouble, you know.
It does, yeah. Oh, I'm sure it does. So HaleyRecords.co.uk, check out the website. And no, I really like what I've heard so far. And I notice, I just see now you have the Just Brothers track.
Yes, right, I do indeed, yeah. We're going to play something else later, aren't we,
on.
Later? Yeah.
Yeah, so we're listening to some of that earlier, just before the show. So Bob's going to, he has a whole bag of tricks he's going to play for us tonight. And we're going to line up the next track here, which is it?
Track 16.
16, yeah. All right.
This is Lynn Venado, who is probably unknown to most people. And this is called, what is it called? Ain't That Something?
All right. Friday night, getting you in the mood for the weekend. Stick around. Lots more coming up tonight.
Yeah!
Almas.
Yes.
What was that track all about off Hilly Records?
That was the latest single, actually. That's Karen Pree, Can't Help Loving the One Who's Loving Me. And it's, I've just put it out in a vinyl single. They've just gone to... review copies have gone out, the advertising copies and the ones to retail.
Off 7-inch?
Yeah, mainly in Britain.
Mainly in Britain, but they can order that online.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody hears it and they like it, feel free to give us a call here at the station, 604-822-2487. Or you can drop me a line, rainbowgroove@gmail.com.
Prior to that was Lynn Bernardo, Ain't That Something, which was also one of the first tracks I ever found. You can see the quality of these things. I mean, they don't need, you can't just leave them.
You can't leave them sitting around.
No.
You gotta do something with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, thanks for bringing all this stuff in. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all. What I've got for you next is something that I haven't actually put out yet. I've got it on, as you know, on a CD.
Yeah.
But it's not on vinyl, it's not on any of the CDs, so this is a special treat for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
This is a man from my hometown, a guy called Kenny Love, and this one's called Calling, and I'll warn you, because I know I wound you up with this, your phone is not ringing. You'll understand what I mean when you hear it. Let's go.
All right, Kenny Love, Calling.
My darling, you hurt me twice, my baby. I'm no fool. You won't see me crying. I have no more tears to shed for you. Nothing more to make me blue. But I can see you lying by the emptiness within your voice. Can't you hear me calling you? Can't you hear me calling you? 'Cause I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. And her story is written in my heart. I love you. I'm not ashamed to say I love you. I'm not ashamed to say I need you. I feel blue. You won't see me crying. I have no more tears to shed for you. Nothing more to make me blue. But I can see you lying by the emptiness within your voice. Can't you hear me calling you? Can't you hear me calling you? 'Cause I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you, yeah. Can't you hear me calling you? Can't you hear me calling you? 'Cause I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you, yeah. Shed for you, nothing more to make me blue. But I can see you lying by the emptiness within your voice. Can't you hear me calling you? Can't you hear me calling you? 'Cause I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you, yeah.
Can you love calling? Yeah, your phone wasn't ringing, so...
it's the English phone call anyway, it's two rings.
All the way from Coventry, England, your buddy Kenny Love. All right, so we're going to...
There's a... Well, one of the tracks on the Hayley, Best of Hayley Records is a really old-sounding track. Most of these things are from the 70s. But there's one track on there by the Just Brothers, who you probably wouldn't have heard of, called Honey. Now, that doesn't mean anything to anybody, but... When you realise what the original B-side was supposed to be on it, maybe we should play it first and then we'll talk about it. The listeners will have heard this before, Yeah. But under a different guise. Let's play it.
Absolutely.
Let's
so we're playing the...
We're playing Just Brothers, yeah. Sliced Tomatoes. Right. You say tomatoes, I say tomatoes.
And, yeah, we'll give the listeners about 2 seconds before they recognise this.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Love. by the way she talks, and you can tell her by the way she smiles. I guarantee you it will drive you wild. So if you see my baby, if anybody sees my baby, stop on sight. Yes, I am, 'cause I miss my baby so.
Time will.
Wow, classic track there, Frank Wilson. Bob Moss, what's your verdict?
Oh, wow.
That was an awesome little set you put together.
Yeah, what a record that is. That, as you know, has just been sold. It's the highest selling actual recorded record, proper record, as opposed to an acetate or a bootleg or whatever, in the world. It sold for almost £26,000 about a month ago to an anonymous buyer. No one knows who it was, but there were only two copies known. One was slightly sort of warped, and there was one clean one, and that was it. Frank Wilson, Do I Love You? And in brackets, Indeed I Do. Prior to that, we started off with the Just Brothers, which everybody probably recognises as being the track that Fatboy Slim sampled in Rockefeller Skank. It's actually called Sliced Tomatoes or Tomatoes. Then we had the original of Tainted Love by Gloria Jones. And you probably don't know this, but do you know why Gloria Jones is quite important in the scheme of things?
No.
She was Mark Bolan's girlfriend and was in the car when he was killed.
Okay.
Very sad, memory.
Yeah.
Then it was Stopper on Sight, Edwin Starr, the late, great Edwin Starr. Then we had, I know, one of your favourites, Rose Batiste with Hit and Run.
Yes.
Toby Legend, Time Will Pass You By, an absolute classic Northern Soul track. And then before Frank Wilson, Our Love Is in the Pocket, Mr. Darryl Banks, again out of Detroit. And we're going to play a few more Motown things, starting off with some unreleased. This is an unreleased track by Tammy Terrell, the late, great Tammy Terrell, of course, Marvin Gaye's partner. And this is her version of I've Got to Find a Way to Get You Back.
You're listening to Rainbow Groove on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Walking hidden in a pleasant sky. And when she's gone,
there'll be tears in your eyes.
Give her your love and you don't hold back. And then you find out her love a different act. To her, your love is like a silly game. She's like a tiger that can't be tamed. She never stays in one place very long. Kill 1 minute and again she's gone. She's wanted for heartbreak all over this land. When it comes to the heart, she break it many as she can. If you get away, whenever she's around, she sure don't pleasure. She just runs you down. Stop that girl, don't let her get away. If you don't stop her, she'll get you someday. She calls it fun. Yes, she calls it fun.
Mars.
Get ready to travel, Vancouver. Join with thousands as the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference rocks Toronto from June 17th to June 21st.
5 days, 50 venues, and 500 plus bands, including Blacklips, Matt and Kim, Jason Collette, Health, The Burning Brides, and many more.
Countries, dozens of genres, plus 30 of the year's best music-related films.
Wristbands are already on sale. Check www.nxne.com for tickets and festival details.
You're listening to Rainbow Groove here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver every Friday night, 9 o'clock till 10:30, playing the best in funk, soul, rare groove, disco, boogie, everything else in between. Tonight, we're doing Northern Soul in style with Bob Moss. Stick around.
Bye.
You're listening to Rainbow Groove on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're rocking out Northern Soul style. Northern Soul style tonight.
Motown
and all that good stuff. Yeah, I usually play a lot of these tracks within some of my sets, but you know, the stuff you brought is really awesome, so thanks for coming by.
No problem. I've had this stuff for years, obviously, from when the Northern Soul scene started, late 60s, early 70s in England.
And you were there at the start?
I was right there from the beginning, yeah. Well, it was because basically what happened was everybody was into Motown at the time it came out in the 60s, mid-60s to about 67, 68. And when it all changed to funk with James Brown and Sly and the Family Stone and all that stuff, a lot of people in England stayed with the Motown sound, and because they loved the music so much, they dug a bit deep and saw what else was there, because there were literally thousands of other things made at the same time that weren't hits, and you're hearing some of them tonight, obviously. But the tracks we've just played, of the four, we've just played Bobby Taylor, who lived in Vancouver, as you probably know, for many, many years. He now lives in Taiwan, but he was here for a long, long time with his group, The Vancouvers, which tells you something. But one of the great things about Motown is that they, some of their best stuff never ever got issued. And we played three. We played one by Tammy Terrell, then we played Brenda Holloway, Think It Over Before You Break My Heart. Then we played The Contours, Baby Hit and Run. And we're going to play some more in Release Motown. And again, the quality of it is just supreme. And yet it never came out. Why? I don't know.
I know, I'm just shaking my head thinking, why, you know, why haven't I heard some of this stuff before? And why is it so obscured and hard to find?
Well, because you had to discover it. I mean, a lot of these Motown tracks in particular have just stayed in the vaults. Motown don't even know they've got them. What's happened is they've sort of crept out. Someone's found a tape or an acetate or something, started to play it, and it's almost, they then go to Motown and say, you've got this in your vault. If you want to make any money, you better put it out.
Quit reissuing all the stuff that, you know, that's making the money.
Oh, not Baby Love Again. Yeah, I know. It's the same old junk. All the time. And it's not junk, I know it isn't, but we've all heard it a million times, and it's the same old thing.
It gets a bit tired after a while.
Absolutely. But that's, I mean, Frank Wilson was actually put out by Motown 10 years ago because they realised how popular it was. There was only one copy. Imagine that. So if you wanted to hear the song, you had to go and see the guy who'd got it play it at a club. That was it. Unless you taped it with
a
tinny old tape player, but that wasn't it. So.
And, well, I mean, it's kind of cool because we were just chatting during the music and stuff, and you're telling me all about how you're a part of, you know, you've been part of the scene for a while, and you're maybe thinking of doing something here in Vancouver, which would be awesome.
You and I went and had a look in the Pit tonight, and the Pit looks to me to be an absolutely fantastic venue to do a Northern Soul night, and I don't know who runs it. I hope we can get in touch with them and try and set something up, maybe once a month to start with. You didn't tell people, of course, that the phone lines have been lighting up, and we've had lots of people phoning up and talking to us about all this stuff, and
there is,
and they seem to be keen.
Sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
absolutely.
I'm willing. If we can set it up, I'm quite willing to come and, because don't forget, I've got a lot of this stuff on vinyl.
Yeah.
And they've got decks here, which is the way you're supposed to do it. You're not supposed to play CDs, tapes, and all
that's
this
right.
nonsense. It's supposed to be a genuine Northern Soul do. It's supposed to be vinyl, and that's what I will. That'll be the policy.
Well, I'll be there for sure.
Yes.
So, I mean, that would absolutely work. And if anybody out there listening is interested, feel free to drop me a line, rainbowgroove@gmail.com, and I'll pass on the info.
Or call us. We can get a call tonight.
Yeah, 604-822-2487. And, we're going to try and get some together because this music is obscenely good. And,
yes, I've got to tell you, as you know, there's a big scene in Seattle this. Same kind of stuff. And I was in the suburb of, it's not a suburb, it's a small place outside Detroit called Ann Arbor, which is a big university town, and they have a Northern Soul night there, and it's absolutely, because I've DJed there, it's absolutely jammed. I mean, you're talking 300 people plus, lineups at the door, you can't get in, they're absolutely crazy for it, and the dance floor is packed all night.
That's amazing.
And you imagine the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's absolutely electric.
So I wonder why it's just hidden, like, the small pockets of...
I don't know. I think it's because the people you have to have the people there who've got the music and the knowledge and so on to set it up.
Right.
If you don't know anything about Northern Soul, you can't set it up. It's not like setting up a Beatles night or an ABBA night, because everybody knows it.
Yeah.
So you need that specific knowledge, but I've been involved a long time. I've got a lot of records and a lot of knowledge, and I'm quite willing to do it if there's sufficient demand. And I think it's one of those things that if people who've never seen it before came out and came out for a night and experienced it, they'd want to come back again.
Yeah.
It's that infectious.
It is indeed. So we're going to keep it going here. We got half an hour to to keep rocking it. So let's go, and we're going to play...
We're going to play another unreleased Motown. I mean, listen to this and wonder why it was never released. This is the Originals, and a track called Suspicion.
And what track was...
Track one.
Track one.
First track on the CD.
Oh, I think we got it lined up here. Okay.
Yep.
Enjoy, folks. Feel free to drop us a line or give us a call. 604-822-2487, rainbowgroove@gmail.com. You're listening to DJ BFAD with special guest Bob Moss.
Let's go to Chicago. Anywhere that we
You're listening to Rainbow Groove, DJ B-Fad with you Friday night, getting you in the mood for the weekend. We have Bob Moss here, bringing a whole stack of Northern Soul Motown.
It is the weekend. We've started, mate.
It's officially begun. And what a bunch of fantastic tracks that you brought. Thank you so much.
Yeah, welcome. You want to know what
I want to know exactly what was just played.
Most of them, as I said before, were unreleased. The first one was Suspicion by The Originals, unreleased. I Ain't Going Nowhere, followed that by Junior Walker, which was put out, but it was only an album track. The Northern Soul scene picked it out because it was fast enough. Tell Me It's Just a Rumour, Baby, the Isley Brothers, that didn't come out at all. Oh, it did. It came out in 1974 on a budget-priced album. They started putting these Motown albums out, and they threw in these unreleased tracks. And, of course, the Northern scene heard this and just went crazy for it. And so you could only play it off the album. Then we had Hit and Run, Kim Weston, which never came out. Two Can Have a Party by Tammy Terrell by herself. Two Can Have a Party with her and Marvin Gaye was a big hit. But it was obviously recorded by her by herself, and then his voice was put on later. Then Share a Little Love with Somebody, The Monitors, which was an album track. And then one that I know you liked, Tammy Terrell's version of This Old Heart of Mine. Motown did this a lot. They would have the same song and do different arrangements of it and put it out by different artists, which, so you got things like Come See About Me by the Supremes, mm-hmm. but then Junior Walker had a hit with it as well. Mm-hmm. How Sweet It is another one that Marvin did, and they did this all the time. But there you go. There's some great, great songs out there.
And it's pretty fun. I didn't give you much of a itinerary before tonight. I just said, you know, I'll bring some rockin' stuff for the dance floor, and you've done exactly that. So thank you. But you're funny. You're telling me this is really. If you went to Northern Soul Night, these would be very obvious tracks that we'd be playing.
Yeah, if you went to an oldies night in you wanted sort of certain floor packers, these would be the ones.
Just guaranteed.
Yeah, guaranteed. Yeah. Well, which DJs want to see the floor packed?
Yeah.
They don't want it cleared, or they don't, because people don't know the song. But then you'll never get new songs mm-hmm. onto the scene if you don't. So you get other DJs that will just play sort of unknowns, if you like, and make them into well-known songs.
Right.
So it does evolve, and there are new things sort of happening as they're discovered and as they're found. But, I mean, this thing started in the late 60s, mm-hmm. and they've pretty well found pretty well most things that were released.
Because I was saying, when I lived in England, probably like mid-90s, there was like a real resurgence of Northern Soul. And for whatever reason, you know, it came back.
Yeah, and it's a massive scene now. I mean, you can look at what's on Soul Source. If you go on the Soul Source, it's an actual site.
Okay.
There is a huge list, and all around the country, almost anywhere you go, there'll be a Soul Night somewhere or Northern Soul Night on that you can go to. Mm-hmm. Either one in the evening or, which is the way it sort of developed. In the early days, they were only all-nighters.
Right.
If you went to the Torch or to the casino or anywhere, they didn't start till 10. So you left at supper time and you drove up. And as you were, I know you were amazed, but there was no booze.
Yeah, I'm really like to dance to this all night.
People came with these kind of sports bags, and inside, and there was a smell of brute in the men's toilet. Amazing. What would happen is guys would go out, they'd have little singlets on, like vests, right? And they would have a bag full of about 8 or 9 shirts. In the early days, when it first started, it was those baggy, you know, the bowling shirts they wear in the States,
totally
these bowling teams.
Picture that, yeah.
They used to wear those with the big baggy pants. And as one shirt would get completely soaked with sweat, you'd go into the washroom, put it in your bag, get a dry one out, spray yourself with Brute all over, put the clean shirt on, and off you go again for another hour or so until that got soaked.
Oh,
we were pretty skinny, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and that's it. And they went till 8, usually 8 o'clock.
Just non-stop. I just can't even imagine.
Now, I never used any supplements.
Right.
But I was told, and I was so naive. I mean, I was a kid. I was 17, 18, 19 when all this was started off. And I knew it was going on because these guys have got eyes like wide. I just thought they were mad. I didn't realise they'd got some assistance, shall we say. But, no, it was good fun. It was a great atmosphere.
Boogieing all night. I mean, yeah, the club scene now is a tad bit lazy, so it's pretty impressive.
Well, I think this scene is starting to take, as I said to you earlier on, it's starting to pick up everywhere because mm-hmm. it's a dancing scene, it's happy, it's the atmosphere is fantastic.
It's just very raw, very pure.
Oh, it is, and it's...
2.5 minute tracks.
That's it.
You know.
That's it.
It says exactly what it says on the tin.
That's right.
It's going to make
absolutely,
you dance.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's upbeat.
And on you go, and if it's got that beat, you know.
Yeah.
There's a song that sort of sums it up. It's called That Beat in Rhythm. And that's exactly what it is. It's actually a record shop named itself after that as well, called That Beaten Rhythm.
Oh, yeah? Where's that record?
In Manchester.
Okay.
Which is kind of the heart of the Northern Soul scene. It's called Northern because it was the north of England that stayed with the Motown sound, mm-hmm. whereas the south, London and so on, went with the latest trends, mm-hmm. as capital cities tend to do.
Right.
You know, but the north tended to stay with the soul,
pure.
Stax, Motown, that kind of stuff, and it's still the same up there. If you go up to the north of England today, particularly Manchester, Liverpool, around there, mm-hmm. there's soul everywhere. I mean, it's still alive and kicking.
Yeah, well, we lived up in Leeds, and
yeah,
there's always advertisements for the weekend, and yeah, I mean, that's it's very interesting. I guess, the working man's?
Yeah, well, it was also, that's the way it's described, and it was. It was a working man's, and I mean, people, I could talk about this all night, but the records, if you heard a record that you particularly liked, it was not unusual for a guy to spend his whole paycheck for the week.
Wow.
If that's what it cost, if he wanted the record badly enough. I mean, we were nuts back then. We really were.
I love it.
It was great fun. It really was. And it's such a wonderful scene. I've just stayed with it all the time, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, this has absolutely flown by.
Oh, gosh.
Can you believe it?
Yeah,
I know. 5 minutes. So we'll have to do a part two at some point.
Absolutely. If you want to, I'm happy to come along. Yeah,
absolutely, for sure. So, thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
So we were going to try and... throw in some of your greatest hits. And
play a couple of the ones I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll we haven't got much time, but let me play a couple. My first one is by a man who's... I never met him, but I've met his widow. Absolutely fantastic voice in Detroit. It's got... It'll sound Motownish because it's the same musicians that played on all the Detroit records that weren't Motown. Because obviously all the record owners that got them into Moonlight wanted them to sound like Motown. Yeah. This is a guy called Jack Montgomery, and it's called My Dear Beloved. It's brilliant. Oh. I'll say no more than that.
All right. And are we going to just keep rolling?
Yeah, we'll roll till they drag us out kicking and screaming.
All right.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We have Jason and Shake a Tail Feather coming up next. Tonight you've heard all sorts of great stuff from Bob Moss. You can check out his Haley Records. And you have a MySpace page?
No, I don't know how to work it.
Okay.
No. But if you go onto YouTube,
right.
I am COV11, COV11, and I've got 15 sort of slideshows with music.
Okay.
I call them videos, but they're not technically, are they? So.
And then the whole reason you came in is obviously you got the Haley Records thing going as well, and that's haleyrecords.co.uk.
Yeah, Haley Records. www.haleyrecords.co.uk. Yeah.
And for all you record buyers out there, he does have a 7-inch that has just come out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. 7-inch single, yeah. Vinyl, yeah.
That's right.
Yes, Karen Free. Yeah.
They can order that online.
They're all there. They're all there. They're all on the website.
Good times. All right.
Right.
Well, thanks for coming in. Thanks
Welcome.
For tuning in. It's Friday night, Rainbow Groove. We're out of here. And I hope you have a great weekend.
Ain't getting me. has never seen a broom. A neon sign reflecting on my ceiling. In all my days, I can't recall never having such a lonely feeling.